Careers and Management, How to Deal with Depression at Work. People as varied as writer J.K. Rowling, astronaut Buzz Aldrin, and Britain's Prince Harry have all talked about their mental health problems. Yet, depression remains one of the great workplace taboos. If you suffer from it, will you damage your career by telling your boss or colleagues? And if you're a manager, how do you help sufferers and recognize possible signs? Here's some expert advice. Use the available resources. Many companies provide counseling or pay for professional treatment of depression, but employees are often either unaware of the resources or afraid to make use of them. According to Sarah Evans-Lacko, a research fellow at the London School of Economics and expert on workplace depression, Evans-Lacko told Fast Company magazine that she had spoken with an investment banker in that situation. There was a real sense that you have to be tough in that environment and not take time off. So there was a mixed message. There are services available for those with depression or mental health issues, but nobody's talking about that issue. Get involved. Evans-Lacko says there are practical ways for managers to help employees with depression or anxiety. Workshops on mindfulness, meditation, or exercise sessions in the form of walking groups or yoga sessions help people deal with anxieties and pressures. She notes that such programs are not expensive and can be held in the office during breaks. Ask the right questions. Some mental health problems are more serious than others, of course. That's why managers need training in how to deal with an employee in a crisis. It's probably good to ask the employee about it, Evans-Lacko comments. But don't just have a conversation to say, what's wrong? Have the conversation to say, I need to know what's wrong so I can support you and you can do a better job here. Colleagues can help too. Be aware of changes in your colleagues' behavior, Evans-Lacko advises. For example, they might appear to have less energy than usual or seem sad or lonely. In extreme cases, they might say, I just don't feel there's any point anymore. There is research that shows if you notice someone using these words or expressing these feelings, it is helpful to reach out and say, how are you feeling? Are things okay with you?